Because of the uncontrolled senses and mind. You get some nice sense of when you're the sense of somebody wants to go there and enjoy that, explore that. I think it was the airport. These are the whole section site of properties of these companies have just on their airport. So it's more up to date, I guess. But in the areas that you can call these perfumes, the latest perfumes are there. So people are selling them. So people are, it's unnecessary stuff, isn't it? But there are people using it, different perfumes and things like that. So like this, the science is there, I wonder if the senses are taking part in this under the dictation of the mind. So he's crying out to the mind how you should behave as an adjuster, shall we? So, some of the environmental concoctions, verse 6, he says, my dear mind, you have increased the path of self realization, yet you foolishly think you are cleansing yourself. Abating in the contemptuously false qualities of deceit and fault finding. Those are compared to impure, unclean urine. Actually, you're incinerating yourself. And you're dragging an incompatible spirit soul like me into the conflagration. Stop this three-sided force. Dive into the inward motion of the sublime embrace that awaits you in loving devotional service. And the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So, the remedies he's giving. Dear God in mind, the despicable desire for material honor and distinction is compared to a shameless, low-born prostitute who eats of me. Yet he is flagrantly dancing in my heart. How then could Christian love of pure devotion to Krishna ever find a place in my heart? So this is what we are living in. The disguises are always only disguised objects. And Krishna says, in Bhagavad Gita, that one who has been controlled by his mind becomes his worst enemy. And they're wondering why there's so much happiness going on. Controlled mind, uncontrolled senses, nobody's promoting sense control, mind control in this world today. All promotions to enjoy the senses, engage the senses in journey. So this is the situation, it's not only today, even worse today, but it's all times. This is the situation that we have the all consuming world, but we come to employment in the forest, and that is all we see. He was talking about how he wants to cross over to the mountain, the high mountain, he has to cross over. This is compared to the ritualistic activities he should perform, the grihastha has to perform as a householder. It's like a high mountain, because it's prestigious for him. To perform in other sites, in other journeys. And in the way that the labor is doing so much, he has the best reception, all he has the best. The Prabhupada goes to the Albert Road, and Albert Road, so you saw that water, they have a wedding reception. You saw that water, there's beautiful lawn there, and trees and fountains, and they illuminate it at night, and they have a stream, and so the marriage couple can come and sit there. That's quite a few nights of drinks, it's just for the evening program. and either they might have the groups of professional folks coming in. So I don't know money is that's the national group system. And if you're worried about the venue, if you like that, those are the big thing I go to do it, or you know that, that's my friends are married, my children. Even though they're married on the border, let's say we don't set the stage. The summer in that he was trying to do this is the only thing, it's like playing on your mind, you know, you don't see what you're at that stage. The problem is that he got to get the money so ready and available, so that's like the crazy speed. The dorms and the sharp spines on the mountain, and he better actually achieve his objective. Money's not available, you know. That night is very fine, you can go to the table and you can have your little house about 5 or 6, 7 pounds. But then we're going to get a big, big, big affair, they get to spend the next and next over a piece of food. So I went to the course. There was a man in the course that the man was getting married, and he was discussing with his father the all the experiences that was going on, so much experiences there. And then he said to his father, hey, what's the girl wedding dress for? And his father said, I don't want it. He said, what do you mean you don't want it? He said, because I'm still paying it off. So this is the light of the living every day. He's beyond his dreams. He has to keep up the prestige, but he cannot maintain it. So, the idea is some stars are a good thing, they should be followed by greenhouses because they do purify so this is iron life. Iron life means there are some stars, you should follow it. And it in some sense is already there. But there has to be some. Then you can make some advancement in spiritual life, but as I say, most of your world is a problem. It is a very high looking for it of material existence. It's just a baby, all signs are to perform in hell. You're bad, you're just being in the bad. It's creation is coming from false ego in ignorance. This is what we're doing. False ego means that we're trying to turn a little bit of happiness out of it. That's actually work. This is like the smarter Brahmanas, and they're saying that Suchi line. Brahmana is Suchi, pure thing. So we are coming from pure stock of Brahmanas. And just not born in a Brahman family and not pure. Otherwise, you'd be born in a Brahman family. This is the argument. Obvious. If you were born in a Brahman family, it's with your previous karma. Like previously, you performed acts of permanent activity. And you would be served to take a position of a born in a Brahman family. It's obvious and logical, this is what they're saying. But the Vaishnavas say, you may have been more facilitated when you were born in the Brahman family and there may be less feelings. But the thing is, everything in the material world is like, auspicious. It's not that you're born in a Suchi family, it's auspicious, it's not born as a family. That's also an auspicious. It's also a samskara. The Vaishnavas say that you're using the Brahman. Being a Brahman by birth as a symptom of your purity, the life of the same one as a symptom of your impurity. The reason you've taken the birth as a Brahman in a Brahman family means you've got so many samskaras to follow. So this means you're impure. That's If any pagan god has a bone in the family, you've got to perform them. And what's unsolved is to purify yourself. So you're very grateful to reversing their argument there. So, the term. Anyway, the unsolved should be performed. It's regulated by this is stopped, it stops becoming passing life profiles in the center. They are also unsolved for the animals, they don't have a big they don't have a ceremony, they don't have a marriage ceremony that's involved. So the marriage ceremony is there, so you can remain like passing life, that's the reason it's there. Or even today, they're getting all this, I told you, it's in my fault. And he said that he said, oh, no, no, they're not married, we just live together. And he's quite a natural thing for him to say, but I was taken aback. But I got what I was saying. I'm not quite happy. You're living in society. Society and the rules, there is a marriage system. You know, you're not married, but you're not just sinful. How you can function in society? Sinful. Going to God is sinful. So, how do you function in society that guilt, but it appears not guilt, it is for them quite natural thing. I mean, today you can get a divorce tomorrow, isn't it? If you want to get divorced, you want to get married. If you want to separate, you can get a divorce the next day. You can set the office inside a piece of paper, something like that. Anyway, I can't understand their logic. So the language is that when they're chasing after or living after the challenges, they did that ceremony like this, I've got to do it like that, stealing these things, and the person becomes depressed. They can't get the, what they want to arrange so much marriage. He's not married. So now that he's already, Anyway, somehow or another, this is the one that we insert here. Seeing the solution in the purple. If you fall into the eye of the conqueror, the dark cloud that's covered by grass, no one can hear you fall down that hole. No one can hear you. And so you just, it goes for that. So this is, he's falling down here in the bedroom in Palatine. You just prepare yourself in the commentary and call charities. I mean, I have a commentary on the side. So the one will be the pleasing forms of the pure life in the Vinyasa Ashram. In the Vinyasa Ashram, we have to accept invitations from friends and relatives to perform these ceremonies. By doing so, one becomes naturally accepting to those who form and have sufficient resources to continue them. So, if you maintain your absolute stubbornness, you work very hard to acquire money, as often as implicated in material life, and to suffer. According to Tolstoy, the primary reality of social life and equal forms and sharp edges so the idea of money as useless. It's very, very complicated, this material. Very complicated. Nobody can work it out, actually. It's not sort of speaking about the solution to not speaking, said Prabhupada. There's some transcendental. But no one else is speaking about the solution. They're speaking about how to solve it, but nobody has actually known the solution. Nobody knows really what's going on. They don't know. Therefore, not the body, there's a soul in the body. Beginning with their ignorance, everything is based on this conception of the body, so it's just ignorance. So, how can they ever get happy knowledge of it? Understand how to solve the problems. So, this consciousness is carrying that role in society, this is the gap that's missing. Nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows what not to do. So just some consciousness is it's giving this the thing that's missing in this material world is service to Krishna. This is the solution for all the problems. If the governments arrange people in the education, everybody engaged in service to Krishna, this is a special solution to the problem. So even other different groups, maybe in another business, maybe in the transcendental, but still only dealing with energy when you look into these groups, their interest in the goal is to get some spiritual bliss. That's the kind of highest spiritual understanding you get in the world. So the result of this spiritual practice will feel some spiritual bliss, that's it. It's your chance for us to feel miles and miles away from bhakti, devotional service. So God help us expert people said you just engage everyone in our service. So you get your son, you son Manga, that if you get in this one, first day you go to the temple. First thing you learn is that you know the body, you know the soul. Krishna is a true king, person, and devotee. You learn it in one day, but if you really need a devotee, this is the first thing we say. And we didn't know that. So you get the same wonder in one day, and then you go to the temple and say, hey, how do you wash these plates for glory? Not just go to the bank, okay, you can go up and say, so this is your idea. So this is not the first time in this one. You get like some under the service, you understand who you are with Krishna is, and you get service. You won't find any other digging some under faculty. In this one, you get service the first thing you do. You get some under and you get right there. You get service, so you just serve Krishna nicely without being too complicated. And after the help of God, Krishna will come, the prayer will come, and it will come automatically. If you follow the whole process of Krishna consciousness. So that's a unique thing, this Krishna consciousness society, because it removes all the problems. Then we'll deal with each problem separately. We're getting to the root of it. You just got to situate yourself where you belong in your original eternal constitution. that it has had a position. And maybe it says, teachers, governments, schools, educators, scientists. Is that a real something like that? Nobody even mentions it, you know. The university says. So, all that thing is you saw the dilemma here. So, the type of message is, you know, I don't want to get it. So, what we need is the type of message from Krishna, he's typing. Maybe you are walking in this material world. If you don't agree in the kingdom of God, then send a message, he said, for me to pick you up and come back home back to earth, and maybe you are walking in this material world. So this is all about greatness and the uniqueness of the internet of the side of Krishna consciousness. Because it is giving everybody the opportunity to engage in service. So this is the missing way, this is the one shot that solves all the problems. Engaging in Krishna consciousness, in Krishna service, you're situated constitutionally perfect, even though you're in the material world, it is imperfect, so you're hearing that link of action in the material world. How you can become perfect, you situate yourself perfectly. Then everything else will fall in line. You become Krishna servant, you serve Krishna, you become Krishna conscious. Then everything will attach to that. Yeah, so this is opposite. Krishna consciousness is the one stroke, this blacksmith process. Blacksmith is it. The person who works with iron, heavy duty stuff, because he has silversmith. He has a little hammer, the song that he is making, and called the big little nose, and it's a little hammer. He said the Krishna consciousness is a blacksmith's process, he has one huge iron hammer. One process, one immediate process, and one process, one blacksmith process. Only for a problem we have is one stroke problem. Krishna consciousness. It's self and service of Krishna. You solve the whole problem in the world. Not on the very expert in doing that. Very expert. And I saw him practicing many times in he would receive death in his room in the lotus building. And he would talk to the guys and he would find out what they do. And then somehow or other he was trying to connect with the Krishna consciousness. Oh, really? Oh, maybe you can find this. Whatever did his business was, whatever he did, Prabhupada trying to engage that in Krishna's service. So he just, you know, he can come and see the Swami and get the blessings and that's it. Prabhupada, you know, connection, you know, service. Whatever good you do, maybe you can help us. Okay, we'll come to your factory or something like that. Something like that. He just didn't let him go. He wasn't a Swami, he was nothing Swami, and then he go away. No, he was in captain, he captured him, and he goes in service, and, you know, helping him cultivate more and more and more. So this is the first thing he saw, you know, the attitude that came from the street of the essence. So, this is the the solution, when the prisoner drop off the issue by the lieutenant Josie, the chief of police, talking about crime. So he says, I hear there's some crime in the newspaper. Crime, and, you know, how to overcome crime in each side of everybody. So Prabhupada picked up on that. He read it on the plane, and then he met the lieutenant Josie, I think his name is. Yeah, three police. And as they had the soul crying, Prophet said, I know. Of the times, and this is a blindness of crying for your brother. I know that that is so that he's crying. He said, how do you do that? He said, I saw a big building down the street, there was empty. You give us that building. We had the day when he came to my church, we invited everybody to come in and have the shalom, and we give them the shalom. You give us a try for a few months, and you see how the primary is reduced in your city. He wasn't just talking, immediately brought that he's very practical. He came home right and they're saying, oh, what do we do with 1 million Hari Tanas? There were many Hari Tanas who's uncomfortable kind of circle. I think they were all refugees from other nations. For 1 million, they came to India and so they, in one day, they asked Prabhupada, what will we do with 100 million? 1 million Haritas, all of us said, send them to Mayapur. I will be in the east and we are building a city there. So, Prabhupada immediately, he knew the first solution to any problem. He had a Christian consciousness. And he put in things on his level. Prabhupada was quite serious. This is serious enough when he had to the big litany in Detroit. He said, So Prabhupada wasn't just a talker, he was a very happy words who came to a solution. So this is the greatness of Prabhupada. So obviously this is the same thing, simply to expand is give others an opportunity to advance their Christian consciousness. This is actually what becomes our greatest happiness. Not trying to find some happiness in material everybody in this world, they're making a gigantic program. Everybody's making a gigantic program for happiness. Of course, it won't happen if we don't understand it. How happiness is that study of Christian ingredients? But this is the everybody wants happiness. So for us, yes, everybody's making a gigantic program for happiness. A happiness that will never be. But still, I was making a program. But you don't get happiness. You've heard about it. Nonsense. You've heard about happiness. It's what different people call the lovely ideas. So you hear about it. You've heard about happiness. It's very simple. You're very happy if you get these sons of all this marriage with so much money and so on. You can be really happy, but it doesn't be happy. But it says we're happy if you do this. You've heard this happiness. So happiness is only encouraged to be there. You don't achieve it. Well, if you strive for it, that's when the problem begins. So different. We're not these 5 years old. The father of the body's happiness comes in, it's time to push this happiness. And Krishna wants everybody to become Christian conscious. He wants everybody to engage in his service. So more or less, this international society of Christian consciousness is the normal place of Abhideya, building the Jesus. That's the morning. Building the Jesus. And that's where the day starts. The society as it is the labor of our society, is for unity. Because we're giving everyone a chance to engage in service. We're given the process of devotion service, the sense of devotion service. So this is what can help living in. There's nothing else in that. Thank you. So we can say we're very happy. We can say that we still shouldn't. Amen. And we say that we should also, as much as we can, help to say that whatever it takes to say it. Because this is marvelous happiness, as you and I have. And like all this happiness in our world, we're in all this house. consider that, then that's the admission. He said, this is like the on stage, the man is trying to have a king. He's not a king, he's an actor. He's playing parts as a similarly. He's not a soldier, he may be acting like a soldier because of his nature, but that is beyond. He's not a soldier, he's a hospital. So the acting from the brushes, from the charity, so if we get initiation, we're not just from the charity. We're not supposed to identify as a from the charity. So that's the call for all this. You know, it's amazing that it's a from the charity. So we act like that, we try to act a certain way. In some way, you shouldn't act. And, so it's a limit. We don't identify with it. Or, it's seen, but not heard. It's there, it's seen, but it's not heard. circles. So it's complete family. This is a short paper where nobody wrote it actually. But they showed them how to at least add copy in material well. And so now they're connected to some study from graduate coding, so it's an easy link to perform in Alma. There is something that will be connected to this. Every issue requires Western Shalagan, and that's a big name for this one because that's a big it's building system self-relaxation on those ones. It elevates itself as it is different by those ones. So that's such a good system. It's a building self-realization system. And you really don't know what you're doing, but you're already having purified it before it is. So this people know nothing, it's we don't know this. So we can enforce some regulations, it's like you'll get more bonds and like we want to be more than the body, but you don't like Krishna, you thought about Krishna, so we sacrifice our life to Krishna, we try to Krishna most of them. And then we perform lots of ritualistic activities, we do lots of that, and we make them really watch the discussion, we do lots of that. Altruistically, rules and regulations are all there, even for people who don't know Krishna. They don't know Krishna. So then you get so many rules all about sadhana. Actually, that's for people who don't know Krishna. So if you think about these 20 seminars, you have to even start with for people who don't know Krishna. That's teaching how to. The other way is people who don't know Krishna, but they know this. They're situated in their institutional position. And we've seen these communities of devotees in Vrindavan. And so, that's why you see how much love they have for Krishna. They speak about Krishna. And he speaks about Krishna. You see how much they, and even in not so much, but it's still as happy as prevalent in my world also. It's all around the people, you know, we're our neighbors now, but it's just so beautiful. Only with us, we're not even seeing our heart, we're in our neighbors. Now you can see the neighbor's house, so you know, it's got a very soft version. But I really, you know, kind of poor people just living here, that's the houses, and some of the ritual providers and things like that. But it's just the poor things, and they told me about something, it wasn't really spiritual, but then someone other, I go around the street, always coming in, you know, after a while of walking, I go around the street. So things they conscious of their own, they're honest, so they think they can reach out that. So they have to understand it, everything in the mercy, because of the mercy of the world. So they got in Raja, or they get these communities of devotees, and the devotees, they all know Krishna, Goranga. But you see in these communities, they didn't really much want to take, so because they also with this Krishna conscious, they have the words of Krishna. So they don't really need to take some answer. But as you don't know Krishna, you don't know Krishna, then they get some rules and regulations. This is how you know Krishna, this is how you know. But they have already attached to Krishna. So that's ideal. So then, of course, Krishna, he was thinking, he had the organs. So obviously, it's being displayed now in Vrindavan. It's a big scene, it's very, you can expect But at that time, Krishna had the upper limbs in Guru Trinity. So he displayed it, he used it. So he set my example of the greenhouse, so sort of others could follow his system. Yeah, so this is way of looking at it, you know, for the body like one devotee, it would never come to the body center. They're obligated to follow the contrasting the rules of sadhana. If you ask yourself the question, I have to go to the person, the one that you go to the left transcendent. If you're asking the question, that means you're not there yet. What's the solution? It's so manifested. You don't ask anyone if the sun's shining. It's so evident why this is no need to ask anyone. It becomes self-evident. Who did that? It's a different dimension. Who did that? You can't have to be eternal on your own. That's just a moment.
Just reminding me of that section of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Kante where he's saying sometimes people criticize me that I'm not getting a higher path in Bhakti, the Ragas. And he said the name reveals everything to the individual. And as the name reveals, it is good to take some advice from the spiritual master, but the name is really revealing everything to it. But if anybody is on that platform, you can come and share with me, and I will gladly give you just a little advice to help perfect you. So it is following with what you're saying, that the sun rises, the name rises, it's self-manifest. It's not for a feast, you're not hungry anymore. It's not a question.
So you don't have to ask the excellent ones if you insist in them. So those manifestities, often you don't have to ask. So if I'm asking, then I think the Lord has the manifestations. Thank you. sitting inside the silence of the nationalist. And if you're also, you can consider that with the spine and silence of the life. What would you see under the life? We have the Ishma, the Ishma, 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 the Raj, the Shama. It means, the gathering of the teams of the Vaishnavas, or it could be the gathering of followers of the team of the Vaishnavas, faith in the Lord. So that phrase is used by him as long as the group of us form a family of liberated souls. The team, the Vaishnavas are the teams. So they are actually there. Very big, very big. But yeah, this kind of understanding that you see other devices on the surface. Yes, only when they throw up also in that first loss, second loss, third loss. And then, okay, the needy body is there already, yes. And he says, Swamiji, I think you are the first class here. You are the first class here. And Brahma said, well, in who you are? He said, actually, I'm the first class here. And he said, no, no, Swami, you are the first class here. He said, no. He said, it's only I consider myself servant to the first, second, third, fourth class. So therefore, I'm the fifth class. But he said, it's actually, isn't it? So, yeah, I should be considering myself more passion. I think we'll see that soon. Very fantastic. Okay. I'm going to go to the next slide.
I'm going to go to the next one. Thank you. I'm going to go to the next slide. I'm going to go to the next slide. Thank you. Thank you.